Jataka 114, Mitachinti, Jataka, the three fish. Two fish are caught in a net by being foolish. How the third and wiser fish rescues them. The story was told by the Buddha while at Jetavana about two elder bhikkhus. After staying in the forest in the country, the two elder bhikkhus made plans to go see the Buddha. They got supplies for their journey, but they were lazy. They didn't go by. One of the bhikkhus said, "We will go next month." Then they got fresh supplies and requisites. But still, the two bhikkhus didn't go. A second month went by. The same bhikkhu said, "We have food and requisites. We will go next month." And then a third month passed. The same bhikkhus again said, "We will go next month." "Quick, quick, we must go," said the same bhikkhu. After being lazy and slow for 3 months, they finally took the journey and arrived at Jetavana. Putting aside their bowls and robes, the other bhikkhus asked them, and they told their story. "Friends, it has been a long time since you last visited the master. Why didn't you come sooner?" Then they went to see the Buddha. "Is it true you were so lazy?" asked the Buddha. "Yes, master, it is true." "Bhikkhus," said the Buddha, "in previous lives, you were also lazy. You didn't want to leave a dangerous place and almost died." Then the Buddha told this story from the past. Once upon a time, there were three fish living in the river Ganges. Their names were Overthoughtful, Thoughtful, and Thoughtless. One day, they swam away from the jungle and arrived near the great city of Varanasi. Thoughtful said to the other two, "This is a dangerous place. Fishermen catch fish with nets and traps. Let us go back to the jungle." But the other two fish were so lazy, they didn't leave, and a month went by. "There are people who will catch us. Let us go," Thoughtful said. Overthoughtful answered, "We will go tomorrow." Then another month went by. "There are people who will catch us. Let us go," Thoughtful said. Thoughtless answered, "We will go tomorrow." And after 3 months, they still didn't leave. "There are people who will catch us. Let us go," Thoughtful said again. Thoughtless answered the same, "We will go tomorrow." One day, Overthoughtful and Thoughtless were looking for food. They did not see the net that the fishermen had put into the water. Overthoughtful said, "I am hungry." Thoughtless said, "Let us look for food." They swam right into the net and were caught. Thoughtful, who was swimming behind the two fish, saw the net and was not caught. "Help! Help!" cried Overthoughtful. Thoughtless also cried, "Help! Help! Help!" "I must help them," said Thoughtful. "I must save these lazy fools from death," he thought. Thoughtful splashed on one side of the net and then swam to the other side and splashed again. He made it look like fish had broken through the net and had escaped. When the fisherman saw this, he loosened the net and pulled it in, and the two fish swam away into the open water. They were saved by Thoughtful. "Oh no, the net is broken. The fish have escaped," the fisherman thought. "Swim, swim," Thoughtful cried. "Thank you," said Thoughtless. Thank you. Thank you, said Overthoughtful. The Buddha ended the story and said, In the past, you were Overthoughtful and Thoughtless, and I was Thoughtful. Oh, Master, from now on, we shall change our old habits. The Buddha then preached the Four Noble Truths, and both elder monks became enlightened stream enterer, Sotapanna. The end. Moral of the story, do not put off what you can do today. Delaying because of greed leads to disaster.